The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Ballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver. It is Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Happy hump day to everybody out there. You know, I feel like I haven't done a pod in a while, so I think it's a little time we broke out a little Eminem, a little Shady. Guess who's back, back, back. All right, me and my good buddy, Devin Ellington. Devin, what's going on, man?
Ira, how's it going? You're back from Miami and all that craziness down there. I feel like you said, we haven't done a pod together in, man, going on a month or so.
It feels like a long time, man. It feels like a long time. I'm glad to be back at home base. I'm glad to have my traditional setup here. So I don't feel like I'm running around. I don't feel like I don't have the info at my fingertips. So I'm ready to jump in if you are.
I am.
All right, let's get back on a winning track today. But before we jump in, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors at mybookie.ag. You know, if you guys tailed me, I don't know who Devin had, but I'm pretty sure he was on the same side as me. NFL championship, Super Bowl, we crushed it. You know, if football's not your thing, we got NBA, they got NHL, Premier League. We've been hitting some hockey parlays, some pizza parlays, turning into some steak dinners. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. And like I said, you can take the bets that we give you today on the pod, pull them together for a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY today to activate the offer. Once again, that's TODAY today to activate the offer. You know, it's important, even if you have another online sports book, maybe put a little bit in mybookie.ag, half a point here, a little bit of value on the money line there. It could turn you from a losing or break even better to a profitable player. All right, man, let's bet, win, and get paid. Let's jump into the games here. Devin, what do we got on tap for us first here on this beautiful Wednesday morning?
So the very first game that we have is going to be the Phoenix Suns going on the road to Detroit to take on the Pistons. And, you know, it's a 2.5-point spread right now in favor of Phoenix, 218 on the over-under. And I'll start this by saying – these Phoenix Suns are kind of like your Brooklyn Nets to me. I can't figure these Nets out, or I'm sorry, these Suns out.
We can't. And, we seem to can't figure both of them out.
Yeah, you know, they're a tough team to figure out. One thing that gives me some confidence though is who they are playing tonight. In Detroit, you know, they're one of the worst teams in the league against the spread and against the spread at home in general. 10-17 at ATS at home, 18-32-2 on the season against the spread overall. And Phoenix is a little bit better on the road versus at home against the spread. They're 14-10 on the road 24-25-1, so just right around 500 against the spread on the year. Now, the injury designations for Phoenix is pretty sizable. Aaron Baines is still out. Looks like Tyler Johnson is out. Dario Saric has been downgraded to out. Cam Johnson is out. Ty Jerome is out. Looks like they are missing some depth here. But, you know, conversely, Detroit's going to be without Derrick Rose. Markieff Morris is questionable. Luke Kennard's still out. And Zvi Mikhailiuk is also out. So, if anything, I'm leaning Phoenix here. They're 1-4 against the spread in their last five games, however. But it's Detroit we're talking about. And they're just as terrible in recent spread games. So I don't know if you have an opinion on this, but Phoenix is a better defensive club than Detroit, in my opinion. And I'm going to slight lean the 2.5 to Phoenix here.
Give me the Pistons, man. Give me the Pistons. At home, home dog. Yeah, Phoenix is just one of those teams where I just don't think they're going to show up on the road. Traveling all the way to Detroit. My model, after doing a couple little tweaks this early AM, liking the Pistons here. So I'm probably going to play the Pistons plus 2.5 here. And, you know, as an away favorite, Phoenix is 3-3. And, you know, as a home underdog, Detroit, on the other hand, is 5-8. So not the best numbers for my pick here, according to the NBA ATS trends, but my model spits out the Pistons. So I'm just going to go ahead and lean with my model. I put a lot of time and work into it. So we're going to go ahead and, you know, it's been a little up and down. You know, it'll go on some streaks. We'll win like 8 in a row, 10 in a row, whatever. You know, maybe 9-1, 8-2, and then we'll lose 3-4 in a row. So I feel like my model is going to bounce back tonight, and we're going to take the Pistons here plus 2.5.
Okay. All right. So moving on, we've got the Pacers taking on the Raptors. This game will be taking place in Toronto, and right now the line is at 6 in favor of Toronto. 216.5 on the total. And got a couple injuries as far as this game goes. TJ Warren is out. He's still got his concussion protocol stuff he's going through. And the Raptors, Mark Gasol obviously still out with his hamstring injury. Rondae Hollis Jefferson is questionable with an ankle injury. You know, at first glance at this game, I like the two defensive styles that are going to be going against each other. I think that Pacers are still getting in sync with Oladipo coming back. And, you know, as far as Toronto goes, we know what kind of defensive team they are. As far as against the spread stuff goes, this game to me, it just kind of looks to me like a little bit of a stay away. You know, this is one of those games that Toronto could win by 10 or 12. Indiana could win outright. So I'm just not 100% comfortable on the spread. You know, and both teams have been playing pretty well against the spread lately. However, Indiana's 1-5 in their last 6 against Toronto, but 6-2 in their last 8 on the road. So it's just kind of all over the place as far as, you know, who is doing what. Toronto is still on that 10-game win streak, so 10-0 in their last 10, obviously. 4-1 against spread in their last 5 home games. So that kind of combats that road against the spread number for Indiana. So, you know, this is probably going to be one that I stay away from just because I think it'll be a good basketball game and I want to enjoy it. And I don't really want to sweat over it.
Yeah, not a play for me here. Don't really see any value tonight on this game. But if I did have to pick a side, it would probably be the Pacers. But I'm not going to go ahead and play this game either. I just think 6 is one of those numbers where it's just too much for the Raptors and not quite enough for the Pacers. But either I could see the Raptors winning by 15 and I could see the Pacers winning this game as well. So it's just a stay away game for me. Again, we don't have to bet every game on the board. And make sure you follow us on Twitter for our official picks later in the day. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. And once again, we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go visit the site. Check it out. Tons of great content on there. All right, Devin, what do we got in next?
All right, Ira, you're going to love this one. This is your, these are your guys right here. So we have the Warriors taking on the Nets.
The Nets, man.
Are the home team. I'm going to let you spill the beans on this one first. So -7 for Brooklyn, 222.5 on the total. Let's hear what you got to say about your guys here.
Silence is golden, right? So my mom and dad told me if I don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. So I'm going to stay silent here. My model doesn't have any value on this game. I can't get Brooklyn right. So I'm just going to stay away and let everyone else out there make a decision if they want to play this game. But this is not a game that I'm going to play. Spread's too big for Brooklyn. I don't think they should be laying 7 to anybody in the league. A lot of trade rumors with the Warriors and D'Angelo Russell. I'm going to go ahead and stay away from this game. And if you play it, good luck to you.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably going to be right in the same canoe with you. This is a weird one. You know, a little bit of revenge narrative, if you will, with D'Lo going back. But it's just a couple of teams that are meh. So I'm not excited about anything on it. And a definite stay-away game for myself as well.
All right, cool. What we got on next?
So this game coming up next, it's probably one of my more favorite games of the slate. And that's Orlando taking on Boston. Boston at home, 8.5-point favorites right now, 212 on the total. And holy injuries. Looks like Evan Fournier was just graded to probable.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Kim Birch is probable. He was questionable to start this morning. But Boston, let's see here. So Kemba Walker's going to be out. Ennis Kanter and Gordon Hayward both were upgraded to probable. Marcus Smart's downgraded to out. Daniel Tice is out also. I think I sent out a tweet last night, you know, with a retweet of a gentleman on Twitter talking about the injuries for Boston and who was probably going to be out, who was questionable. And I said jump on the Orlando side early before some of these guys were ruled in. And, you know, 8.5, I think once a couple of these guys get ruled in, for either side, that number is going to adjust. So 8.5 is a big number, even though Boston is against the spread animal. And they're a great home team, 20-5 on their record, 15-9-1 against the spread at home. But, you know, it's a pretty big number. And Orlando's a solid defensive team. Boston is as well. So I think this is going to be a little bit more of a grinded out, nitty gritty game. And I don't necessarily see Boston blowing this team out, this Orlando team. You know, they're still battling for a playoff spot. You know, slight lean to Orlando at 8.5. I'm not sure what you think, though.
Yeah, this is a game that I'm not going to be playing, even though my model does show value on the Celtics. I didn't really take into account the injuries just yet. So I don't see any value at 7.5 or 8 probably. If everyone was playing and everyone was healthy, I'd probably lay the 8.5, 9 even with the Celtics. But I'm going to go ahead and lay off this game. Just too many question marks. If I change my mind later, obviously I'll post to Twitter if someone's ruled in for the Celtics and I feel comfortable laying the points. But as of right now, not knowing exactly what's going on with the injury news, I'm going to go ahead and lay off this game as well. Again, it's 9:15 a.m. on the West Coast. You know, around lunchtime on the East Coast. So still early in the day here, waiting for some injury news on that one. But yeah, this is going to be a pass game for me here as of right now.
Okay. All right. So moving on, we have the Atlanta Hawks taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh man, this is my favorite game of the night.
Yeah. Okay. So this is one that I've already locked some bets in on. I saw the line last night and I jumped over it.
I have too. I arrived at LAX at 12 o'clock. On my Uber ride home for about 45 minutes, looking through the lines, didn't even have my model in front of me, and just gut checked and went off intuition, and I laid some bets in before I went to bed. Lines already moved this morning,
yeah. So
I'm happy about that. What do you got, Devin?
So I think we're probably talking about the same thing here. We know how terrible the Timberwolves are at home and against the spread at home. And they're laying Atlanta 5 points. Over-under's at 239, but that's not where I'm looking at. I'm looking at Atlanta plus 5 here. I think I was able to get it at plus 5.5, plus 6 last night, and I was even more happy about that. You know, there are a bunch of guys that are on this injury list for Atlanta, like Alex Lynn, Jabari Parker, but they've been without him for quite some time. DeAndre Bembry was downgraded to out. Looks like DeAndre Hunter has a chance to play. He's questionable. Same with Bruno Fernando. Cam Reddish is out, however. But Minnesota, if they're one of the worst teams in the league, then I think I would be correct in saying that. You know, they're 17-30 against the spread in total. 5-18-1 at home, which is just – that's rough right there. And Atlanta, you know, I think we would probably be in agreement to say that they are more offensively capable than Minnesota is. Not to mention Minnesota's 0-8 in their last 8 games against the spread. On a 10-game losing streak, and 0-7 in their last 7 at home against the spread. So this is a – man, this is just a – you know, the numbers are glaring, and I didn't even have any numbers or anything in front of me whenever I had my gut feeling also. So I this is an easy one for me, Atlanta plus 5.
Yeah. Just like I said before, I think I don't even know pronounce his name, Kevin Huerter. He's going to play. I think he's probable, I believe. So that gives me a little bit more. Trey's probable. So last night when I was driving home, locked it in at Atlanta plus 6. So nice. I really feel good about that number. I still play it at plus 5 as well. We don't need to talk numbers. We don't need to talk ATS. We don't need to talk about any trends. All you got to know is Minnesota is awful and they can't win a game, okay? Yeah. Atlanta has the capability of putting the ball in the basket. That's it. That's all you need to know. Minnesota has one person that can do that, and that's Karl-Anthony Towns, okay? But I think that Atlanta's defensive scheme could maybe slow him down, but it doesn't matter because he's the only one that can play. So unless he scores 75 points tonight, Minnesota has no chance of winning. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't love to have these hot takes when I'm backing a 13-38 team on the road. But I'm going to continue riding this trend. I've been fading Minnesota pretty much every game they're favored in. And, I mean, they should not be laying 5 points against anybody. I don't care if it's the Hawks. I don't care if it's the Cavs. I don't care if it's my varsity basketball team at my high school, okay? It's just not happening for me. I would rather take any Division I college basketball team over Minnesota right now. I mean, obviously, just exaggerating here. But you get the point. Let's drill it. Let's lock it in. I already have it 6. You should too at 5. Atlanta plus 5 on the road to Minnesota.
It's an easy one. It's probably the more easy lock of the slate for sure.
Best bet of the night for me. Best bet of the night.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on from a best bet to a punt for me. We've got Cleveland at Oklahoma City. Looks like Oklahoma City's favored 13 now. I saw this open, I think, at 12.5. So it's already moved. 220 is the total. You know, don't get me wrong. The Thunder are great, you know, against the spread. You know, they're a good NBA team, but 13's a lot. It's a big number. You know, we've seen Cleveland get blowout by 20, 30, 40 points this year. But, you know, sometimes teams falter. You know, I will say Tristan Thompson is questionable, and Oklahoma City's healthy. So, you know, obviously if you're going to play something, it's the Oklahoma City side of this. However, I'm not too keen to bet, you know, on these big numbers. So I don't have too much to say about it. I'm not sure if you have anything else to say.
Yeah, not a whole lot on this game. I do like – the model does like the Thunder. Just keep that in mind. I just think that 13 is a lot of points. And I'm a little conflicted here if there's a play just because I hate laying these huge numbers. But it is warranted based on my model for anybody who wants to go off that. I'm not sure if I'm going to be playing it just yet. just know there is a slight value on the Thunder tonight at home against the Cavs. And I just want to jump in here real quick and tell you, Devin, I don't know if you saw this, but Gordon Hayward and Enes Kanter will play tonight for the Boston Celtics. I just got that notification on my phone as we're recording. So I locked in Boston -6.5 here.
Okay. All
right. I just locked it in right now. ESPN game. Got to have some action on the ESPN games, right? So,
yeah.
So I locked it in, and, you know, I think there's a little bit of value here. Even though Orlando can definitely play tough and play tight, I do think with Hayward in there and Kanter, who I actually really like a lot, always have, I'm going to lock in the Celtics here.
We saw that 2-point swing right there real quickly.
Right. If you wanted to play the Magic, 8.5 was the right number. Yeah.
And just to backtrack a little bit further, you know, now I am off of the Magic at that 6.5. I don't like that number. I liked that 8.5, 9 if you could get it. But now that it's a little bit lower, I'm going to take the coward's way out and backtrack. Now with those,
it's a little weird, though. It's a little weird that Gordon Hayward and Kanter were ruled in. Mm-hmm. A line moved the other way.
Right, right.
It's a little strange, but I'm gonna just go ahead and take a little action here on the Celtics. But not my favorite play of the day, but definitely going to lock it in here at 6.5. May move to 6. Who knows? Maybe 5.5. Yeah. But keep an eye on that. Definitely will update you later in the day as well on the Twitter machine. Absolutely. All right. And basically Thunder, there's a little value here on my model. I'm not sure if I'm playing that game. So what do we got next, Devin?
Yeah, so we have a Southwest Division matchup here between Memphis and the Dallas Mavericks. 4.5-point spread right now in favor of Dallas, 226.5 on the total. And as we all know, Luka Doncic is still out. Looks like for Memphis, Jonas Valanciunas is questionable.
Excuse me.
J.J. Barea is questionable for the Mavericks, Seth Curry as well. So a couple of their guards. And, you know, this is a little bit of a weird game in my opinion. I don't think the Mavericks should be laying that many points. I think it should be closer to like 2.5 to this Memphis team. This Memphis team's pretty solid. You know, the Mavericks are pretty good at home. 14-12, but against the spread, they're 10-15-1. And this is a divisional game, so teams are familiar with each other. And it's a game that's featuring, you know, a team that's close to my heart. So I usually don't play these just because, you know, obviously I can be blindsided with fandom or what I think I may know as far as a leg up for the Mavericks. So I think I'm just going to want to enjoy this game. Again, I'm going to take the coward's way out here. This is an important division game, and we're trying to keep pace with the Rockets. And this is a game that the Mavericks need to win, and I'm going to keep it at a fan level right here.
I'm just gonna start calling you Colin Coward.
Yes, please
that's
do.
That's what I'm going to start calling you. So this game's interesting. 4.5 is a little too rich for my blood. Model does show slight value of the Mavericks, but I don't think I'm taking into account that Luka is going to be out. So adjusting for that, I think I'm going to take the Grizzlies here +4.5. Everyone knows how much I like the Grizzlies. I also really like the Mavericks as I have a futures ticket on them to win the championship at 90-1. But I think Grizzlies +4.5 here -110 is the right side. If you're going to do, I think they might win this game. So if you wanted to sprinkle a little bit on the money line as well, I wouldn't hate that. Just without Luka and without, and if Seth Curry doesn't play for sure, you know, if he definitely doesn't play, I kind of lean Grizzlies here, and I think that they could win the game outright.
Yeah. And, you know, for what it's worth, I do side on that as well. You know, I was nervous seeing this game. I think Memphis can probably get us. So for what that's worth, if I was leaning somewhere, it's that Memphis side. Like I said, I don't think Dallas should be laying that many points against this team.
Yeah, and before we jump to the next game, just wanted to give another shout-out to our sponsors at mybookie.ag. They got the fastest payouts and the most helpful 24/7 customer service team. And Devin, I don't know about you, but I think the site's great. They got everything from NFL. I mean, obviously the season's over. NBA, NHL, Premier League. You know, if one of these things isn't your thing, they have everything. They got the best lines. and the most helpful customer service. And if you join right now using the promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, MyBookie will match your deposit all the way up to $2,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, they'll match you with an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to use is our promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Devin, how'd you do this weekend, by the way?
This weekend, I had some up and down movement, just kind of couldn't get the basketball picks that I needed locked in and winning. But there were some that I thought I had some really good value on come through. The NBA, I think I did fairly decent on it. Super Bowl, obviously, I had that futures ticket on the Chiefs and the under. So, I did pretty good on those. It was a above 500 weekend, but it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
So. Yeah, I hear you. I do have a funny story to tell, though, about, the weekend. I guess I'm including yesterday as part of the weekend since I was on vacation in Miami and I only got back late last night. So I have this uncle, right? And he's one of the worst sports bettors I've ever come across in my entire life. And he just needs the action, right? I'm not saying I don't need the action, but at least I'm trying, at least I got a model. I got things I'm working with. He's just doing it because he's bored, right? So after I tweeted out, okay, this is after, so I couldn't backtrack on my Twitter, but after I tweeted out Portland plus 4.5, Pelicans plus 6.5, and the pizza parlay, right? I had Vegas Golden Knights at plus 150 in there. He texts me and he goes, "Hey, I really like all the dogs in the NBA tonight, and I really like the Golden Knights." I'm like, "Oh no, oh no! I gotta fade this guy." But the problem is, nobody knows the story of Uncle Mush. Okay, so. I was already locked in, couldn't really pivot. I was traveling, so really didn't have too much service on the plane. Couldn't really pivot off the games there. But yeah, needless to say, he went 0-4-4, I believe.
Oof.
He had Portland plus 4.5. We all know what happened in that game. Got routed. Pelicans plus 6.5. That looked good for a little bit just to tease him. They lost. He had the Spurs. Plus 11.5, and they got crushed by the Lakers on a back-to-back. And VGK, they kept it competitive, but at the end of the day, they ended up losing, I believe, 4-2. So, I should probably start asking him in the middle of the day before I tweet out, "Hey, who do you like tonight?" And we can just start a little – we can maybe start a little tracker on him, call him Uncle Mush. And see
fade
the Uncle Mush, so – I think that might be a little fun if anyone out there, I know some of the Twitter followers, I told them I have a funny story about, the picks from yesterday. So that's the funny story. I wish I could have gotten off of them. Wish I could have told everybody. But now that you know, we can kind of keep an eye and keep a track on Uncle Mush over there.
Yeah. Well, I'm anxious to see who – you should ask Uncle Mush about this game, Denver and Utah. See what he thinks about it. Denver's getting 9 points, and the over-under's at 215. Denver's on the back-to-back going to Utah. I don't think that elevation thing really affects Denver as much, obviously, geographically. Utah's been off for a couple days. They've got some fresh legs. Denver last night, seemingly just kind of effortlessly just walloped the Trailblazers. So it's, Jeremy Grant injured his ankle in the game last night, and he's doubtful. Jamal Murray looks like he's probable. Michael Porter Jr. questionable. And Utah's fully healthy. At first glance, I see a big number for both sides. And in one way, I see that it's not big enough for the Nuggets, and it's big enough. It's not small enough for the Jazz. So I'm trying to figure out how I want to play this one. I don't have an opinion as of right now. It's just these two teams are so weird. They're these atypical, slower paced teams, but they've been playing faster as of late. So they've kind of getting out of their mold as far as what they typically are. And the Jazz, it's hard to fade them. They're just – so smooth as far as what they want to do. They put their opponents in certain positions that they don't want to be in. Their defensive rating is not, you know, something to brag about, but it's not anything that, you know, you wouldn't want to be associated with. You know, they're a good ball team, ball club. So I don't know how to play this one, to be honest. And my inclination would be to, you know, go with the 9 points that Denver's getting, because they both play at, you know, 18 and 21 respectively in the pace of play department. And, you know, it's a lot of points for a slower team to, you know, try to rack up onto another slower team where possessions are limited.
Right.
So I'm not sure what your take is, but, you know, it's a weird one for me.
Yeah, I think they're the model. This probably has the most value from the model, but you know, problem is it's on a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Denver on a back-to-back against Utah. Denver, surprisingly, on back-to-backs are towards the top of the league here. They're 7-2 with no rest. I think I'm just going to have to lock in the 9 with Denver or possibly let Utah go out to a lead 30-18 or 30-21 and see if I can grab 12.5. But if I had to bet this pre-flop, probably be the Nuggets +9. It probably will be a play just because my model's showing so much value here. But again, the back-to-back really concerns me, going to Utah and playing on a back-to-back. But that's kind of the analysis there on that game.
Yeah, I did see, you know, there were some numbers I came across. And you know how in recent years teams going to Utah in the second leg of a back-to-back just were pretty much – you know,
the toughest second back, right. Second leg of a back-to-back.
It was like a lock that they were going to lose or not cover the spread. This year, that number's actually moved. I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was staggering in terms of teams going into Utah and, you know, keeping it close or, you know, getting a win. So that number is kind of flipping a little bit. And then what you said about Denver being 7-2 on the, you know, no rest, you know, that kind of gives me a little more confidence in that 9 number. But definitely in live, you know, live betting in-game opportunity to try to get them at 12 or 13. I like that as well. And I might, you know, see about doubling up a little bit pre-flop and live. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think we got one more game here to cover on this 9-game NBA slate for hump day here. Yeah. So it looks like a good one. Got the Clippers at home. It's the second game of a doubleheader on ESPN. Taking on the Miami Heat. Over under 223, and the Clippers are favored by 6.5 points here. What do you think about this game? Last time they played, I gave out the Heat. They did not cover at home against the Clippers.
Yeah.
6.5 seems a little rich, but traveling east to west, it's going to be tough here for Miami, I think. What do you think here?
Yeah, so first looks at this, I thought it was a lot of points, like you said, real rich. But the last time these teams played, which was just, you know, a couple weeks ago, the Clippers did get the cover. They went into Miami, beat the Heat 122-117, so that +2 number, Miami being a home dog, didn't really work out. The over-under was set at 219 last time these teams played, and that went over. So it looks like the market was a little bit smart. They bumped it up to 223. Myers Leonard and Tyler Hero are both out for Miami. The Clippers are 100% healthy. I saw the big line initially. I hope it gets bet down a little bit. I hope a lot of public backers get Miami and then drive it down to maybe 4.5. You know, that might be asking for too much. But if this goes under 5, I think I'd be a lot more comfortable with the Clippers, try to get some of that buyback. But as of right now, I'm kind of middle of the road. You know, the public is also 49% of the money's coming in on Miami, 51% to the Clippers. Miami's not that great of a road team. They're 500. The Clippers are 21-5 at home. And, you know, they're against the spread on the road record for the Heat, 11-12-1. So it's nothing over egregious on any side. So I, right now, it's hard to pick a side. You know, I'm going to, you know, continue my trend of not really being too sure as of right now. This is something I'll need to ponder on a little bit more.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think that is a game I'm going to bet here. Didn't really show any value on my model. But if I did have to take a stab, probably be the Heat plus 6.5. But yeah, no real opinion on this game, guys. Sorry. I know you probably want to, you know, you want to have a chase game late in the night. But, you know, if I'm feeling a little frisky, I might post it later in the night. But right now I would lean 6.5 with the Heat. But no real opinion, no strong opinion on this one. You got any that's it for NBA, right?
Yeah, that was the last one.
What you got any bonus picks here for the listeners? Any NCAA basketball?
All right. Yeah, I do actually. So,
We can always count on Devin for a little NCAA action. So, if y'all degenerates out there need some action on some college basketball, Devin's your guy.
Yeah, so the Maction pick I had last night came through.
Maction, baby.
Northern Illinois ended up beating Toledo, and they were getting 6 points. I thought that they might squeak out a 2-point victory. I think they ended up winning by 5 or 6. They flipped the spread. So, all right, so this is the big game here. I know we've all been eyeballing this game all year long, and that is UMass Lowell taking on Stony Brook.
Man, I've been waiting for this game since November.
You know,
tell us a little bit more about this one, because I honestly have no clue about either of these teams.
So this has heavy implications on the NCAA tournament. So to start off, Stony Brook is actually one of the best spread teams in the country, 14-7-1, 10-4-1 in their last 15. And Lowell is 0-5 against spread in their last 5. So trends going opposite ways, teams playing differently. And believe it or not, Stony Brook is actually one of the better defensive teams in the country as far as opponent field goal percentage goes. They're 65 in the nation. And, 60th in steals to points. So they are known for getting steals, turning those into points real quickly. And, just conversely, UMass Lowell is very dismal as far as field goal attempt rate. And that is 339th in the country. And then they also allow teams to take the ball away from them, which plays into the favor of that Stony Brook stat of being 60th in steals to points. I look forward to Stony Brook, winning this game, covering the spread. The spread is 12. I could see them, stealing enough possessions away from Lowell go ahead and just, stretch this out to a 17-20 point lead, 20 point victory perhaps. And, another game that I don't have a ton of talk on, it's just more of a gut pick. Creighton on the road at Providence getting 2 points. I've already locked Creighton in +2, and I sprinkled it on the money line. I think Creighton's going to win this game outright. The Big East road teams recently have been catching fire, and it's a Creighton team that's been playing really well lately, and they're an offensive juggernaut. They're one of the most effective and efficient shooting teams in the country. They also are very consistent, so it's a good matchup here, but I think Creighton overall is going to be able to lock in their shooting. They're 16th in the country in field goal percentage and 10th in the country in 3-point percentage. So in efficiency wise, they're 6th in the country. Look for Creighton to come in here and get a win that they need. Big night in the Big East. We got, Georgetown playing, Villanova taking on Butler. So some really good games.
You don't have to talk me into it. I already locked in Creighton.
Yeah. It stuck out to me. My gut told me to go with it. And sometimes you just don't dig into numbers. You just kind of go with your gut.
I think the numbers should favor Creighton, actually, in this one.
Yeah.
So I locked it in already. I think there's a little bit of value here on this number, even on the road against Providence. Yeah, I'm going to tail both of them here, but Creighton is definitely the one that I would lean more towards playing if you don't know much about college basketball. But yeah, let's. Any other things before we jump off here?
No. Did you have any hockey picks or?
We had a tough time with the pizza parlay last night, but the one game that I did tweet out that was my sole alone play out of the parlay was the Columbus Blue Jackets. They end up winning, I believe, in overtime 1-0. I was on the plane, so I can't remember if it was in regulation or overtime. I believe it was overtime. So we did. We didn't lose any money on the pizza parlay if you took the Columbus Blue Jackets minus $1.40. So that was a good win there. There was value because they're playing good hockey and the Panthers won a back-to-back. So I really like that spot for them. Tonight, only two games in the NHL. You got the Maple Leafs on the road in New York. Maple Leafs are the favorite at minus 135. Rangers plus 115. I believe they played a few days ago, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong. Rangers winning. I like the Maple Leafs here, minus $1.35. I think they're the better hockey team, especially if Lundqvist plays in goal for the New York Rangers. Yeah. I really like it. So I'm going to go with the Maple Leafs, minus $1.35. In the next game, Boston Bruins on the road in Chicago. Chicago is coming off a back-to-back. Okay,
they played played last night as well, didn't they?
Yeah, I was going to say both these teams are coming off a back-to-back, I believe. Boston won 4-0 last night at home, and the Blackhawks lost 3-2 in overtime. You know, listen, if you want to parlay the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, I'm not going to hate it. It's a chalky play, probably a public play. But I'm not gonna hate on it if you want to take the Maple Leafs and the Bruins and just parlay that on the money line here. I think the Blackhawks are not good at all. Boston, you know, they definitely sometimes can play down to their competition. But I think it's fine at $1.55 to lay with the Bruins. So if you want to parlay those two, I'm not gonna hate on it. I probably would do it, but I'll definitely update everybody later in the day. Remember. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. And we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. We are at Hoop Ball Presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Make sure you check us out on Twitter. Follow us along for alerts, injuries, trades, all that great stuff. And of course, our picks of the day. All right, guys. And I'll be back on tomorrow. Devin, we'll see you next time, and we'll dive into it again. I look forward to it, and let's have a winning night, man.
Yeah, I look to some success here tonight. Get this momentum going back the right way.
All right, brother. Sounds good. We'll speak soon.
Take care.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.